compassion break for the council, and that is 453.
Authorize application to the U.S. Department of Justice, Office of Justice Programs, Bureau of Justice Assistance for a grant in the amount of $2 million for the National Sexual Assault Kit Initiative Fiscal Year 2015 competitive grant to address unsubmitted sexual assault kits at the Portland Police Bureau.
Mayor Burke.
Good morning.
Welcome.
Good morning. I'm George Burke. I'm the commander of the Detective Division, and I'm going to keep my comments very brief. I think Lieutenant Mahuna has a very strong understanding and grasp of the knowledge and information for this grant, and I'm going to let him talk about that. But I'd really like to start by saying that really without the leadership that Lieutenant Mahuna put to this program and this project, we wouldn't necessarily be sitting here today asking for this grant application and authorization. And I'd like to thank him and his team for coming forward and understanding and recognizing the national trends and taking that on without us actually coming to him and asking for it. I think he had a lot of foresight in looking at trying to identify issues across the country and put Portland in front of it. So with that, I'm going to turn it over to Lieutenant Mahuna.
Great. Thank you.
Morning, Mayor. I'm Lieutenant Peter Mahuna from the Portland Police Bureau. About a year ago, we began to notice a national trend of sexual assault kits that were seated in police evidence rooms being untested. That number has been thrown on over 400,000 kits nationwide. We had no idea what our problem was. We knew that we had not submitted all of our kits, and so we took a proactive approach. We developed an auditing system, and we touched every kit that we had in our existence at that time. Our oldest kit went back to 1985, and we audited those all the way up until 2014. We had some 3,800 kits in our possession. After our audit was completed, we identified 1,931 kits that we had collected that had not been submitted to the crime lab for testing. There are various reasons why they had not been submitted. Some of them include the victim not wanting to proceed with the investigation. The identity of the suspect was not in question. And some of it was just detectives deciding whether or not this was going to be needed for trial in conjunction with the district attorney. So we became aware of a grant that was being issued by the Bureau of Justice. There was a $2 million grant that addressed this specific problem. And so we are applying for that grant today. We have, in support of us today, we have Senior Deputy District Attorney Chris Ramirez from the Multnomah County District Attorney's Office and Mackenzie Byram, who is a SANE nurse here in the city of Portland.
Welcome.
And Susan Lehman is here to talk about the project a little bit. I mean, she was instrumental in working in identifying what kits we had in our possession and putting together a system of identification so that as we move forward, we are able to avoid being in the position that we're in today, which I think is an extremely large part of this grant, is how do we keep from being here in the future.
Yeah.
So Susan did a spectacular job of really drilling down into that data and putting some of that information out there for us. So Susan, any comments for council?
Good morning, Mayor Hales and City Council members. We did an exhaustive search of these rape kits and keeping track of the data by establishing police reports that would carry forward about how the reviewers of the rape kits determined what their status would be.
Thank you. Good work. Okay, and we do have some other folks to speak as well, I think. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, thank you all very much.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you. Mayor Hales and commissioners, I'm Chris Ramirez. I'm a senior deputy district attorney in the Multnomah County DA's office, and I supervise a unit that handles violent crimes and sexual assaults. Here today to talk about the fact that this is a nationwide problem of untested sexual assault kits, not just Multnomah County, but over the years, the thinking on testing these kits has evolved. And just as one example, in the past, as Lieutenant Mahuna had spoken of, they might not test a kit, or a kit might not be tested when the identity of the suspect or defendant was already known. However, the current thinking on this is Well, regardless of whether their identity is known or not, testing kits might help identify those types of suspects who have actually assaulted more than one person, and it may lead to prosecutions in cases where there are other victims of this same individual. Now, the DA's office wholeheartedly supports Portland Police Bureau's application for this grant. We realize that ultimately it will likely lead to other prosecutions that can bring closure and justice to sexual assault victims that are out there. District Attorney Underhill is committed to working not only with local law enforcement but with state agencies to address the issues of coming up with strategies to avoid, well, first to eliminate the current backlog, but to avoid there being a reoccurring backlog of sexual assault kits. And we thank you for your time.
Thank you. Welcome.
Hi, Mayor Hales, Commissioners. I'm Mackenzie Byram. I'm a sexual assault nurse examiner and co-founder of Rapid Save Investigation, which provides staffing to hospitals for forensic evidentiary exams. And I think that these exams, the patient is brought in, and they can be very lengthy. The patient's documenting intimate details of the assault and having a very invasive exam to collect this evidence. It can be disheartening to hear that their kit may not be processed immediately, and certainly to find out that it may be one in the backlog of kits. I think that it's our responsibility to the community members who are survivors of sexual assault, who, as you said, Mayor Hales, work against the pernicious trend of, in this case, backlogs nationwide, and address these kits. And so I know that all the SANE nurses that work with us are in full support of the Portland Police Bureau's obtaining this grant.
Great. Thank you. Thank you both. Appreciate you being here. Anyone else want to speak on this item? Charles, come on.
Good morning, Commissioners. As you know in the record, my name is Charles Johnson, and I'm very much glad to hear the last presenter's comments. I think what we need to review and agonize over a little bit is that we just heard that about 3,800 of our neighbors didn't get full and complete respect from the justice system. We can make up all kinds of excuses, but it really didn't happen. And so I hope that, especially Amanda Fritz, as a nurse, when this $2 million comes forth, we'll make sure that outside the police department, there's work to reach out, culturally competent work, to reach out to the women of color, the people of color, the trans folk, who experienced sexual assaults and then had their rape kits shelved. That's what really happened here. And it's good that about $2 million may come from the federal government to try and rectify an injustice, but that injustice happened to individual people, individual victims. Some of those people, of course, had successful prosecutions, and their attacker might be in Oregon State Prison still. But I hope that the 80-some pages of PDF that cover this plan have direct outreach to people who may have been traumatized back in the 80s and not had significant justice. Also, I think we should note that I believe the Oregon legislature recently adjusted the law to help victims to create a longer window for people who were victimized years ago. And so while I certainly want you to vote yes and get this grant in motion, I hope that a future agenda item I will be able to come up here and say thank you for seeing a more comprehensive and complete report about how some of these 3,800 victims are going to get culturally competent care from our community. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Anyone else? Then let's take a roll call vote, please, on the emergency ordinance.
Fish?
Aye.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
I very much appreciate the work of the Police Bureau on this and also the providers in the community. Thank you for being here to testify today. Commander Burke and Lieutenant Meyer, Lieutenant Mahuna, Susan, and others have really worked hard on this, and it's important for us to own up when we haven't been able to do what we would have, what we should be doing. It's also important to recognize that we're ahead of the rest of the country in accepting responsibility for this and doing something about it. So I appreciate that very much. Aye.
Hales.
Well, thanks for the initiative in the Police Bureau, Lieutenant Mahuna, and others who have made this a priority, and our partners at the county. This is the right thing to do, and I'm glad that we're doing it. And speaking of those pernicious trends, crime is generally down in most American cities, including here, except in Portland for gang violence and sexual assault. And they're both up. And that means we have an even greater challenge out there to make sure that we do bring people to justice who commit these heinous crimes, and this will help. So thank you all for great work. Hi. Okay, now I'm sorry.